This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Drift Air Freshener. Rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 10% off by following the link below. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 736.
736.
My name is Eagle Michael.
Matt Groth, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping?
Nothing, man. Thanksgiving happened. Had some good eats.
Came and went.
Delicious.
True that.
Yeah. And now I'm trying to recover from all the eating.
Exactly.
I feel bloaty from all the sugar and salt.
Yeah. But, turkeys and gravies.
Yeah, and desserts and everything else and goodness. And of course, in Chicago, we're bloated on victories in the NFL at the moment.
We had a number one team in the NFL.
Which is kind of crazy.
It's insane. It's so insane, right?
It is really crazy. I don't even know what to make of it right now. I did not expect us to win against the Eagles, but somehow we had two guys with over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, I think we had a total of 280 yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb didn't have a great passing day, but the teams, the offense looked amazing. Those blocking holes, I mean, you could drive massive trucks through some of those holes that they were opening up in on the line. I feel like our line is getting better and better. You know,
we also have consistency with the line, you know, because, you know, we're not like we don't have guys dropping out, other guys coming in. It's pretty much the same crew. And I think the more you play together, the better you get. And I think some of them may not have been 100% to start the season. I forgot who it was. One of the guys on the line, 73, Jonah Jackson. I don't think he was 100% to start the season, but I think like he's gotten better as it's gone on. Wright has gotten better. And like, it's just, it's so fun to watch. And it's interesting to see, because that was like one of the big things. Like, if you can just have a dominant offensive line, you can protect the quarterback and you can run the ball at will. That's what they're doing. Like, it's fucking impressive. And I think one of the other things that was interesting from the game, it's like these Eagle fans, what cunts are they? They're down by 7 points and they're booing the fuck out of their 8-3 team at the time. Like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, you got to support your team.
One touchdown down and you're booing. Like, I get if you were being blown out, or if we were like a 0-in whatever team, if we are like one win and we're beating you, well, we just came into this with the same fucking record. So fuck off, you weirdos. But again, we just find ways to win. But this was a win where I believe we put up like 450 yards of offense or something insane.
A lot of yards, yes. Yep.
We were basically just dominating the time of possession, moving the ball down the field, just rushing and running over people, pancake blocking people. It's so fun and so unexpected, right? I'm like, maybe they get 9, maybe they get 10 wins. I'm like, we're at 9 and you still got a handful of games left.
Mm-hmm.
Number one team in the NFL.
Yeah, the problem is we got to play Green Bay twice and the Lions at the end of the season, and then we have San Francisco.
Yeah.
And Browns mixed in there. So these are not easy games, but they're winnable games. And I feel like our defense is getting stronger. We had a couple guys come back, right? And then we're still missing the linebackers at this point.
Yeah. But I think we're getting one back.
So, you know, if we're healthy at the end of the season, I really like our chances.
Well, dare I say it again, Super Bowl, but
Super Bowl bound.
why not? Why the fuck not? I think the media is finally starting to buy into it because we beat the fucking defending Super Bowl champs on their home turf and fucking dominated them. So I think people are finally waking up saying, oh, maybe these guys are for real. Because everyone kept trying to say, oh, they haven't fucking played anybody. We beat who's in front of us. Well, that's all we can do.
Yep. We don't make the schedule.
No.
They set him up, we knock him down, right?
That's right. And you just and Caleb doesn't have to be perfect. He just has to come through at the end. And he does every fucking time. So because just think about that. If we get the passing game unlocked, and it sounds like that was going to be the focus of Ben Johnson this week, is that I think he basically called everyone out, polite but firm. And saying we're just not fucking, it's not there. Like, we got to fucking get it together. Paraphrasing, obviously.
Yep.
But they should light a fire under everybody on the offense. Because a lot of times, too, they don't take into account, like, how many drops do our fucking receivers have when he's putting it in a perfect position and they're like, oh, shit. And I don't know how much the wind affected this game, right? It was windy as shit. So does that affect the ball in the air? Maybe.
It might. I mean, whatever. So if that happens, we just run for
right. We'll just
300
pound the
yards.
ball down your fucking throat. And
That's
I
right.
Love that shit. It's so fun. And, you know, with you have Green Bay coming up. And even if we can just take one of the two, you know, that's fine. I would prefer to take both of them. And I forgot, someone posted a stat and they said, I think we're undefeated in the last, if you look at how many times Ben Johnson beat Green Bay and then Caleb beat him last time we played them, we're like, we got a lot of wins over them.
We need to win that game. It's important that we win that game.
Well, the other thing is we have momentum.
Yes.
And I wonder if we have an aura about us now. The team is so bought in because the other thing that's great is we have the coaching and Ben Johnson in the locker room ripping his shirt off going let's
crazy.
Fucking go. Let's
yeah.
go. Let's go. Oh, my God. People are ready to run through a fucking brick wall like the Kool-Aid man for that man.
Yes.
They're going to do anything. So I think there's also this fear factor, right? Like you equate it to when Anderson Silva's in his heyday, there's this aura. I think we have this aura now. When you see we went into defending Super Bowl champions' hometown, fuck them up. Nobody gave us any credit for that game, and then we come out of it and like, oh shit, the Bears are for real. And then especially, I think one of the advantages we'll have is this cold weather shit that people are going to have to play in, especially like playoffs. If we come out as like a number one seed and we just pound the ball down their throats, just running it, we'll run over everyone. So it's super fucking exciting. I don't know if they understand what's happening here. It's
in
goddamn
Chicago,
9-3.
They're going to understand. Sense. They're going to figure it out eventually.
Yeah. And we're still not 100%. Like, everything's not working, but we're doing enough to win. We find ways to win. And that's where I think a Super Bowl is potentially there. Because why the hell not?
I'm down. I'm down with the Super Bowl. Bring it.
Yes. I don't know who they play, but what the hell. So we switch to some MMAs.
Sure. Let's start with this.
Yes.
We got a little Hezbollah sighting. Let me see to make sure I have the right. I think it's this one. Let's try. A little Hezbollah action doing their thing. Can't play the sound though.
Yeah.
Music. It's like Hezbollah's boxing some guy named the Rizzler. Who,
yeah, some kid.
It's like I can't ever tell. Is this actually a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay,
he likes to eat foods. apparently
sponsored by DoorDash, you know. I don't know. I don't know why Hezbollah is beating him up with a freaking beanie on and a jacket, but
he's Rocky, you
he's
know.
rocking him. The kid is noticeably bigger. But you know, this guy's like, I feel like you started this. He was out of the news for a while, and then you brought Hezbollah back, and now he's everywhere again.
Maybe
It's a thing.
it's like Candyman. Don't say his name three times.
Oh God, that
Fucking,
was a good movie.
you come and get you. And then let's see what else is happening. UFC 323 this weekend. So
Oh
it's kind
yeah.
of weird. This is like a pie weight event. So we
This wasn't even on my radar. Holy cow. Okay.
start with Merab versus Peter Yan. The second time they fight, massive odds for Merab, obviously. I don't see how Peter wins anyway. Pantoja, Joshua Van. But again, we're going what? Bantamweight, flyweight, bantamweight, and then we go to light heavyweights. And Henry Cejudo fighting. Brandon Moreno. I mean, you could kind of run down the list. Jan Blachowicz,
It's in Vegas,
light
huh?
heavyweight. Yep.
This kind of feels like one of those UFCs where it's like we just got to get everybody who's left that needs a fight on to be fighting. So here we
Yeah,
go. Here's another
get
UFC.
out of that. So that, and then I think the biggest news and part of the weird thing is, so they just announced UFC 324. That's going to happen January 24th of next year. They're going to have a new start time for the main card. Thank fucking God.
Oh
Been
yeah.
asking for this for 15 years.
What time?
8 p.m. Central instead of 9 o'clock. I
Okay,
mean,
an hour
I
earlier is good.
yeah, hour earlier is good. I would have liked 2 hours, but I'll take it. And then I'll dive into this card in a second, but also the last thing I want to mention is there's a 6 week hiatus. That's right, hiatus.
Hyenas. Okay.
Because you're going to have UFC 323, and then I believe it's nothing until UFC 324.
No New Year's Eve card?
No. Because I think this is that transition to Paramount Plus.
Okay. No, there's looks like there's a fight night on December 13th, but we don't care about that one. So UFC 324 is Gaethje versus Paddy Pundlett, right?
Yeah. So we pull
Interesting.
up this. Like, well, obviously, this is what they did when UFC went to Fox, right? They tried to make some super card. They always try to make the super card. So you're gonna go Gaethje, Pimlet. I'm like, holy fuck, that's a great fight. I have Kayla Harris and Amanda
I
Nunes,
like that one, yeah.
Sean O'Malley, Song
Song of
Yadong,
the Home. Best name.
Acosta, exactly, and Lewis, Arnold Allen. John
Ooh, Rose
Silva,
Namajunas. Okay.
yep. Alex Grasso, Alexa Grasso, sorry. Another Nurmagomedov, Figueiredo, a ton of ranked fighters, and
This is a good card so far. It's
yeah, this
stacked up
is
to be pretty solid.
so fucking solid. But this is how it used to be. Like, you'd have so many ranked fighters, and fucking, you know, Amanda coming back from retirement. It will be interesting to see how she looks. It's a hell of a fight.
I
Hell
agree.
of a card. And it's doesn't cost you a goddamn thing. It's not Paramount. Just buy the fucking service. Which who
I hear you.
knows if I have it. I don't know. It's all these goddamn services. I might have it already. So I don't even know if I want to give any predictions, but I will never bet against Justin Gaethje. So even though I think he's the underdog, I think everyone's saying Pimblett's gonna win that. Because Gaethje's probably only got a handful
I'm
of fights
torn. I need to
left.
think about it some more. I could see it going
Yeah.
either way. I really can.
That's just a rough call off the bat, but I'm not gonna bet against Gaethje.
That's fair.
So what else is happening?
Let's see what else is happening. Well, there was a so Tom Aspinall like a couple days ago it put
Here
some
we go.
stuff okay. So he put some stuff out there and I don't even want to show all this, but anyways, he was talking
Yeah.
about like the injury that he sustained on his eye, you know, and
He's got the gaze or something.
Well, there's like a timeline you can look up that goes all the way through the clinical findings and things. And basically the sum total is that the doctor said that he has significant bilateral ocular trauma and he needs ongoing management of it. He's not medically cleared for combat. And he's got to see, take some periocular steroid injections, which is like
whoa,
shots to the eyeball.
That doesn't sound street legal.
I don't know, but he's getting steroids in his eyeball anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like he's cheating.
Right. It's like, Brown syndrome is another thing, which restricts like his ocular, like ability to go up, down, left, right with his eyes. He can't see as well, field of vision loss. And then this is as of like a couple days ago. So like he's claiming and saying, and the doctor's, you know, I guess agreeing with that he is still messed up from that, like significantly messed up. So what say you, sir?
Sounds like he's going jablind.
Is he gonna need a
he's getting a jibeye, like
freaking him and Michael Bisping?
Seriously, he's trying to copy him. It's like we're brothers from another mother.
There was a nasty eye poke. I mean,
there's no question of that. And it's interesting to see the fighters' response to this, because a lot of them are calling him a fucking whiny little bitch for posting that. And then other people are saying, oh, he may never fight again and he may need to have surgery. I don't know. I think this whole thing is just way too public. I don't know why he's being so weird about this. And I don't know why everybody else is being so weird about it. He could just say, look, I got poked in the fucking eyes. My eyes aren't right. I may have to have surgery. We'll see what happens. But I think it was Ben Askren that was calling him like a whiny bitch. He maybe not have said bitch, but he was just saying, man, you sure whining about this shit. Maybe you just shut the fuck up. I don't know. It's way, I think way too much info, but I think he feels unfairly criticized by the fans. So I think that's why he's oversharing this with like, look at this video, look at me at the doctor, look at that. Like, dude, I get it. You got finger banged. You touched your brain. I saw it, both fingers, right?
Right in the brain.
Right to the brain. He could have died. He may never walk again. And I think part of it is him calling Ciryl Gane a dirty fighter. He's not wrong. Ciryl Gane is a dirty fighter. We've talked about this. Every fight that guy's in, minimum of 2 fouls per fight.
Minimum.
Minimum. Eye pokes, nut kicks, all that shit. So,
yeah.
I don't know. What do you feel about it?
If he's a dirty fighter or not?
No, like Aspinall and oversharing all
well,
this.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's a tough one because like people are calling him all kinds of things. And so he's like, I think there's this part of you that's got to be like, well, my eye's actually fucked up. Like I can't see. And then like I have major trauma to my eye. Like here's a doctor, right? That's mm-hmm. But I think the byproduct is when you're a public figure, the public can react one of multiple ways, right? They could be like, oh, you pussy, or oh, you poor thing, or why are you posting this, you know? But he's getting what he gets. I guess I feel bad for him because he did get actually poked in the eye, like up to the
second
knuckle. I think the dude had his finger inside of his eye, like, socket.
How deep can I go?
Right. So you're kind of like, well, cut the guy some slack. I like the guy. I think he's a good fighter. I think it's bad luck. Hopefully he recovers, you know, so.
Yes.
That's what I say.
And then he'll fight John Jones, and then John Jones will fucking poke him in the eyes again. Yes. Send him blind. He's like, I should have retired. He's like, too bad, bitch. Those eyes are mine. And so Mike Perry made a post. Apparently he's in trouble with the IRS's. He's saying, it's the biggest robbery in sports. My tax bill, you'd think I was rich. It's like, get the fuck out of here. All was planned and in place by the tax team in Miami. A ball was dropped on my assets. I trained all these years. I took the punches. I bled. And the country gets the credit. You're welcome. So he posts a picture of what he owes to the IRS. And there you go.
Oh my God.
$806,209.51.
Jesus Christ. How does that happen?
You made a lot of money that you didn't account for, and you're living in a state that takes 50%, would be my guess.
Okay. So he made a few million that he didn't pay taxes on.
Yeah. So he might want to, that's what I'm assuming would happen. I don't know what state he lives in, but probably need to move to a state that doesn't collect fucking income tax. That'd probably help. That's going on. And then I'll give you one other fighter thing. Mark Hunt's making all these weird posts on Twitter. I'm not sure what to make of that. I'll share one. I think part of it is alluding to, I know he keeps filing a lawsuit against the UFC because he's still pissed about the UFC 200 fight when he had to fight Brock Lesnar, and they made some exemptions for Lesnar so he didn't have to take all these drug tests. And then after the fight, they find out, oh, Brock failed the drug test. Yeah, no shit. So then that fight was no contest, and he's fucking pissed off that he's fought, because he fought probably the most steroid abusers out there, like Bigfoot Silva popped and
yeah,
a handful of other guys. So he's kind of gotten the short end of the stick.
Sure has.
And I forgot who it was. I think it was Eric McGracken on Twitter posted something saying, whatever lawsuit Mark has filed is basically going to set a precedent for all of combat sports to say, if you fought someone that tested positive for like a banned substance, can you sue them in court afterwards? So whatever the outcome of his case is, will set a legal precedent and people will know, can you sue them personally afterwards? So
for
that'll
like
be
damages
interesting.
or
Yes.
whatever.
Yeah. Cause you fought someone who was juiced up. So this was one of his posts. I'm assuming he's alluding to that. So
they're like, yeah, the brother's saying, not this shit again. How to? And I'm saying, shut the fuck up, bitch. And get your monkey ass into work. God damn it. You know what time it is, bitch. Get your ass to work and shut your mouth. God damn it.
So I don't know what that is, but
I don't know. He's angry.
He's angry.
Angry man.
Is he training? Is he lawsuiting? I'm not quite sure, but I don't know. So that's going on. What else is happening?
We were talking about Alex Pereira earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I got this video of him. I can't share sound because there's like freaking music in the background.
Yeah.
But here he is like sparring with some dude. I think it's some internet dude, and they were kind of, he was going kind of hard. You don't see that in this video, but you know, Pereira's like kind of piecing him up a little bit, getting him in the belly, getting him to lower his hands, and then boom, get a little hook right to the freaking jaw. Nighty night. Lays him out. Everyone's going crazy in the gym.
And there's multiple things that always concern me about this. Like, so if you're sparring someone, why aren't they just in their own like octagon or space? Why are there a million people around? Because it always seems like that's when you get the fucking injuries, because you've stepped on someone or you tripped over someone or a random thing hits you. It's odd. And in that scenario, I guarantee you that's what happened, is that the guy he was sparring probably went too hard and clipped him with something and was like, oh, you want to go fucking hard? I could go hard. Like, you're talking to a fucking UFC champion. You're sparring with a UFC champion. So you might want to have a little respect sparring, but everyone's probably trying to go 110% to like, oh, look at me. I fucking landed a shot on him. Like, yeah, well, good. But now you got to pay the price for that. There's a picture of Nick Diaz out there. Apparently he's doing better. So let me post this. This is 1 year apart.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he looks healthy again.
I want to know, is he Dagestani now? Is he going to come back with sick wrestling because of this? It looks like he almost shaved the mustache and he's just going straight beard and put on some weight because he's not all fucking methed out, allegedly.
Yeah, he does look better. So that's a good sign, you know?
Yeah,
He's a
I just
troubled
wonder.
soul.
Yeah, he always was. I think both of them. I just wonder, does he have any juice left to fight? You know?
I'm thinking, no, it's been forever. So
right.
It's like, why do it now? He seems to be doing fine without it. So I don't know. I don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, the athletic commission, I think, fucked him and soured him, and then we lost him for so many years. And then he came back just to take that beating from, who was that, Robbie Lawler, that just fucking gave him that beatdown?
Yes.
I'm like, ugh. I think that one was one of those ones where the guy comes back because he needs the fucking money, unfortunately. And he's like, I think he was injured, couldn't fucking train. He's like, I need fucking money, so I'm going to come back and take one for the team. I'm like, God damn it. I got a tattoo rating for you. You got to give me a rating.
I'm ready.
This is John Silva. So he's fighting on that UFC 324 card. And away we go.
What the? Lord. It's like a, what is up with the padlock? What does that mean?
I don't know, but
my God.
I'm just looking at that. That's like the Lord tattoo is kind of like someone learning a font for the first time. And can you gradient it, but not really?
Yeah, it's like got the, I don't get it. Is it like the Lord? Or just,
I don't know.
Just Lord.
Lord, help me.
And what's up with the lock? I don't get it. Does that mean something? It must mean something.
I don't know. Lord, help me.
It's like a, and there's like clouds or something. So it's like, it's a flying lock. I don't,
a bootleg fireworks.
What's the rating? 1.5.
Okay.
I don't know. It's bad. Whatever this is, but it must have personal meaning. So, you know, it's his body. He can do whatever. Maybe
yeah, but
better once there's like more tattoos, you know?
Yeah, it could, I think that's part of the problem because it's so empty and it's like, oh my God, you just cover everything because it just looks awkward. And just like a under the titty tattoo seems like a fucking god awful place to put it. But that's just me from the outside looking in. What do I know?
A lot.
That's right.
more
than
you,
the
a
average
lot more than
person.
You think. More than the average bear.
That's right. What else is happening?
Well, we were talking about John Jones earlier, and here I have a video of him wrestling with Chimaev, right? Here they are doing a little wrestling action. I'm not sure where this is.
I think they're in Dagestan.
Dagestan. But if you look, Chimaev is getting the best of John Jones. He's like,
yeah, you got a fucking takedown on
him.
He's
like, yep. And Jones is like, I'm out of here. See you later. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
They were, who the fuck was it? It's like, there's some guy that's in like Putin's army that's like some fucking warlord. It was his son's 18th birthday, and he wanted John Jones to be there.
Okay.
So I think there was also a video of John shooting off RPGs like into the mountains and shit.
Sweet.
So like they flew him out probably for a weekend. And I think John might have bought some property out there because they were showing him sign some kind of a contract. But he was hanging out with like all of those fucking guys and shit. So it's interesting. Because a lot of people get pissed off. They're like, hey, man, you probably shouldn't be hanging out with that fucking warlord dude. It's not a good look. But he probably paid him a fuck ton of money to come over there.
I think so.
Yeah, that's the only reason you're going. And then there was a legal strike in a fight, but I kind of like the announcing. Oh, it's so loud. Let me adjust the volume here. Okay. So this is where I feel soccer kicks should be illegal, but here we go. Let's hear a sound.
The beginning, but whoa!
Oh, what a right referee! That kick was illegal! What happened there? Oh my God! That was the soccer kick.
The soccer kick?
He was already knocked out.
That almost reminds me of
out.
It's the Fedor.
Oh my God.
The soccer kick, it knocked him out. It's like a fucking young Cheech. Anyway.
Crazy.
Some fan has been going around and been taking body shots from all sorts of MMA fighters, and he eats them like they're nothing. Normally, when you see fans take a fucking body shot, they get dropped. This guy fucking has taken
abs of steel,
boatload. Yes, it's unreal. Some, like, this is Joel Romero. He didn't go super hard, but some of these guys are fucking teeing on him.
Oh.
Trying to get him in the liver.
Come on, yeah. Josh.
Like that one. That one was so... Oh. Fuck.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
I couldn't do that. I'd go down.
Yeah.
How do you build up tolerance like that? Is it just like muscle?
Yeah, just solid muscle. Train those abs.
Huh. Interesting. So yeah, like there was, leathery, huh? And like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's also, that just reminded me of that one kid. I forgot what his name was, but Mark Hunt was teeing off on him. And I just remember the kid was chubby, and you just see like the waves of fat after Mark hit him. I'll have to see if I can find that one. What else is going on?
Well, speaking of punches, here's the, I don't know if we saw this before, but this guy throws, did we see this? 453 punches in a minute. He breaks the world record.
I don't think so.
Here he goes. All right. I didn't think this was real at first. Look at how quick he's going. I think the leg movement is key, right? You get like a little pendulum thing going on. I don't even know what's happening anymore. I see his arms moving, but it looks like the Matrix.
Yeah. And it's not even making like that much of contact. You, like, I guess because speed, you can't have power behind that. That's crazy.
I think it's pretty crazy. It's impressive. It's not going to stop you from getting your ass kicked, but you know, it's
no, cool. But you could work it in. Like, if you're that fast, let me hit you with 10.
Remember that game Killer Instinct where you had like 200 hit combo finishes? Like, it was like Mortal Kombat, but back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You can do like 200 combo. It's like that.
Let's do, I think I have an Asinus. Yes. Here's an Asinus. Oh, Jesus. We can't do any music on this or sound. So someone asks, here we go. Let me get this in there. Let's go. No sound. They said, is this all for show or could she really take someone down? So it's a woman working a heavy bag with zero power.
Okay. Whoa.
So is she taking anybody down?
No.
No. I agree. Maybe with her looks, but not with her fucking strikes.
Yeah. No.
Let's do a little tweet of the week, and we'll need some sound on this. This is someone driving, so it's an interesting car in front of them. I may have to buy said thing in their car.
News stores.
So it says breaking news.
To the rise of pussies. Oh my god.
Anyway.
That's impressive. I didn't even know you could do that. Do
like, I don't think that's street legal, but I think it's cool as fuck. Do you have some item at KOs? And
I have no KOs, but I have some knowledge.
Okay, let me pull my KOs. KOs. I got like tree. The crescendo. Let's start on this one. Ooh, god damn. They just keep increasing in damage and power. I don't know if I can share sound. We'll try it, and I'll see if I have to take care of it.
Oh.
Ugh. Jeez. Dead. One dead.
Ouch.
Oh,
oh my god, he's swinging. Good Two lord.
Two dead.
Oh,
that's like a sniper took him out.
That one was bad. Oh, and the mouthpiece went flying too.
That is a UFC 3 knockout if I've ever seen one. And I can't shut the sound off. Holy fuck. Well, I got to just close it.
That was epic. Like,
yeah. Right, the UFC sniper 3. Got him.
Yeah.
Holy shit, balls.
That was an epic game.
Yeah. And that was where you could do pride rules and there were no weight classes. I don't think you could do. I don't know. I remember if you could do man versus women in there. There might not have been women in that one.
I don't think they were women.
But there was it was open weight. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Because you could get that random quick KO right off the bat. You'd be like, son of a bitch. And it was more of a button masher versus a skill. I like button mashing. Anyway, Knowledge, what you got?
Okay, I think we might have seen something like this before, but I found this. This came up on my feed the other day. It's a little Indian game where they jump on the pole, and I think the idea is how high can you
Whoa.
go? How high can you go?
Oh, keep bringing me all the gay shit.
You think this is gay?
The fuck is going on?
It's an Indian sport, man.
Well,
it's like
it might as well be naked. Cocks out, man.
No. I don't know. This is on my feed, so I'm not sure
what
why.
What the fuck are you watching?
I don't know.
There's something about Indian men doing flips onto poles, wearing Speedos.
I don't know. I think it's because I look at obscure sports stuff, like random things I'm trying to find, and then this is very random and obscure. And
Sorry, I don't have to say about that.
Okay.
I appreciate obscure. So I'll close out on this. So I didn't know who's this? Lana Santos. She fought, I think it was last week or I don't know. It says UFC 323. So she likes to dance. She's a dancer. So
okay.
I'll do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. Her and her friend. I don't, this must be like a dance move or something.
Huh. Are they both fighters?
I don't know. The one on the right, maybe not, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, those are interesting pants.
I'll watch it again. She's got both guns blazing, Ingo.
She does.
And the other one, she's doing a little hand job or hand, what is that? The hand jive. That's from that one movie. Can't remember off the bat. They do the hand jive. I don't know. I can't remember everything.
No.
Still can't get it. I'll post the name of it. Anyway, on that note, we could shut it down.
Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Go Bears.
Beat the Bears.
Yeah.
Bears 73, Packers 2. Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.